Hello, I'm Veronica Scaresbrick. Do stay tuned, as if you wish, you can join me in a church here in Rome, this side of the Tiber River. I'll be speaking softly, as the recording was actually done inside the church. What church? Well, stay tuned, as in an effort to mark the feast day of Blessed Ludovica Albertoni, I quiz a professor of fine arts, Breda Innes, about a Bernini masterpiece depicting her. But watch our whispering.
Today I'm in the church of San Francesco a Ripa, a Baroque church which belongs to the Franciscans. And Professor Breda Innes, who teaches fine arts here in Rome, has taken me to admire, I should say, a sculpture by Bernini. It's reminiscent of the Exorcism of St. Teresa because there's a lady lying down on a bed of marble. I think this preceded the St. Teresa ecstasy, exactly. And it's less well known too. It's a bit of a secret, isn't it? It has incredible light on it.
It's a little bit more discreet. The chapel itself is circular. It's less ornate, obviously, than the St. Teresa and the Santa Maria della Vittoria. It's further back. It seems to me the feeling I get is the sculpture is more discreet as well, in the sense that it's further back from the actual altar, which is an altar tomb, because the body of Blessed Ludovica lies under this altar as well. So he's probably trying to catch that moment of death, or the moment of pain, or the moment of transportation into the totally spiritual. Something probably, as an artist, he himself would have had difficulty to try and find out how do you express certain moments, interior moments of great ecstasy or great pain, into something that is visible in a hard material like marble, because here the Blessed Ludovica is lying on a bed and she's clearly in pain. You can see that she's actually dying. And she's propped up against pillows. So you see, he played around a little bit with surfaces here. She's lying on a bed. The marble on the bed tends to be polished. And again, just below the pillow there, again, that section there is polished. The pillow itself has little, looks what's like little designs. It could even be lace designs in the marble. This contrasts completely with the figure. She has her robes on, and her face and her robes seem to blend into each other. But you can see all the crackling of the material, the way it twists and turns as people move around in a bed, like normal covers, you see. And so you get this real feeling of reality here. It's almost like he had somebody lying in this position, throwing all the sheets and things all over the place just to get the feeling of the actual movement inside the statue. You also have this extraordinary sense of lightness about the whole figure. It's not a heavy marble that you can feel the weight of the marble. Bernini was able to make marble feel like silk. Below the bed, on the base, let's say, you have this wonderful wafting quantity of what looks like damask covers made out of, obviously, marble. So with this red and white marble that he tends to use a lot for this type of cover, and lends a sense of solemnity to the scene, meaning that you concentrate also totally on the figure. To the left, there is a hidden window. It's actual daylight coming in from a side window. So he's able to create a theatrical effect using very minimal things. So like the light is coming from the wings rather than from the front. Above, you have all these little heads of angels all looking in different directions, concentrating. You don't generally think of babies being so concentrated on something that's, let's say, older than them. But you can feel that the angels are all trying to participate, give a helping hand if they can, try to be part of that great spiritual moment, that moment of going from one side to the other. You just feel that she's just going to collapsed totally on that couch in a second. So he managed to catch her going from life to death, using the marble like it was wax in his hands. So he was able to just sort of have that spiritual moment flow into his fingers.
Thanks once again to Professor of Fine Arts, Breda Innes, who's currently working at the American University of Rome. Thanks for listening. I'm Veronica Scaresbrick.